Welcome to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Narrow Road Between Desires, page by page, one day at a time. 10 pages remain. This is 195. Teilu anyway, Shep said grimly. Wouldn't that be a great royal pisser of a mess? Jessam's not coming back, Bass said dismissively. His voice had such a note of absolute certainty that everyone turned to eye him. Bass tore off a piece of bread and put it in his mouth before he realized he was the center of attention. He swallowed awkwardly and made a broad gesture with both hands. What? He asked them, laughing. Would you come back, knowing Martin was waiting? There was a chorus of negative grunts and shaken heads. You have to be a special kind of stupid to wreck up Martin still, old Cobb said. Maybe 8 years would be enough for Martin to cool down a bit, Shep said. Maybe I'll lend a Prince a penny and he'll give it back, Jake said darkly, but I'm not going to hold my breath. That's the page. I'm Bill.
I'm Patrick.
I'm John from Ventus.
I do like the expression, maybe I'll lend a Prince a penny and he'll give it back.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And it's like, you know exactly what it means.
I was like laughing in my head as I was reading it, trying to keep it together a little bit. I think it's great. Mm-hmm.
So
they are convinced that Jessam wrecked Martin still.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be the common knowledge.
It was a very effective frame job.
Indeed.
So as I was reading this page along with Bill, like this more than like the rest of this whole sequence, like this page specifically gives Cheers vibes to me.
How they keep like building on each other and one-lining and stuff.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, just the vibe of this page specifically puts me in mind of Cheers.
I know next to nothing about Cheers other than it happens in a bar where everyone knows your name.
Well that's
all I got.
Honestly,
like it's worthwhile. Like if you like sitcoms, then you should give it a try at some point.
But it also just is a bar with a bunch of people talking and stuff happens.
Oh, okay. Does like the whole story take place in the bar, or do they
mostly? Sometimes characters will like go outside the bar, but mostly it happens in the bar. Yeah.
And then sometimes you spin off and have a whole show about taxis.
And sometimes you spin off and have a whole show about one of the characters having a radio psychiatry show in Seattle. And then sometimes that show gets revived and he's back in Boston and teaches at Harvard.
Oh, I haven't seen or been aware of that.
Yeah, on Paramount Plus, there's a new Frasier show.
Oh. And this has been Narrow Pod Between Cheers.
That's right.
I'm trying to think what else is on this page. It is pretty pretty plain reading here.
Yeah. Well, since it's the end of the chapter, we can go back to the beginning and look at our Embrils and try to read the Embrils for this chapter.
Yeah, so this one is this chapter was Night Demons.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
the demons refer to the demons that were chasing Jessam,
right? So just to review, the Embrils that we have here are a lamp, a vintage piece with a hummingbird, a hay penny, and a goat, and the Piper Embril is underneath the lamp Embril.
The unlit lamp,
yes.
Which implies that the Piper is hiding.
Yeah, like, I don't know, sort of the obvious thing is that Bast is kind of like the Piper character, right?
Right, he's playing the music that the rats follow. He's pulling the strings in the scene.
Yeah, he's leading the snake away from town. He's
leading the snake away.
Didn't even think about that. Because I believe 2 weeks ago I read this page, or I was on the episode where we talked about what do these mean when we first went over.
You were, actually.
Yeah.
That page, the beginning of this chapter, was the final combination that we had not yet done of hosts.
Huzzah.
We've devolved into like sports statistic commentary.
Oh, yeah.
At this point.
This is super meta right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can have a short one. What do you hope happens in the next 9 pages?
I hope that we get a little bit more insight into if the charm is actually magic. I hope that we get a little bit more about Embrils. And I don't have any hopes for the carrots. I think the carrots are just gone.
No, the carrots are gone. I don't think we're going to get any answers to those things, John.
I don't really think so either, but I have hope.
So, before we wrap it up, we didn't finish really talking about the Embrils. What do you think the like the hummingbird piece talks about? Is that just like the royals?
Maybe that's the royal, yeah.
Because that's the Calanthus.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's
although it would
point.
Be kind of odd. Well, I don't know if it's a gold. If it's a gold coin, it could be. It could be normal that it's a smaller coin than the penny. Mm-hmm. If it's actually made of gold, then I guess that would make sense.
RJ points out that maybe that's not a hummingbird, but it's a Sipquic.
Well,
which is basically just the in world word for hummingbird.
I never put that together. I always thought they were tiny little finches or something.
Oh, yeah, no, Sipquicks, because they drink the sugar. And yeah, Sipquicks are also known as Calanthus.
Now that I say it out loud, Sipquick, now I get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's on me.
And they sip quick.
I made it this far without ever picturing them as hummingbirds.
You did it. I'm glad we got you there, Bill. I'm glad we got you there.
See, it's a good page.
The Haypenny seems to have like a field with grain in it. It could perhaps be barley for Martin's Fields.
Yeah.
And some kind of figure in the middle there. I don't know, I feel like I need a magnifying glass.
It looks like a farmer to me, honestly. He's got some kind of implements, farming tools.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say one more thing about the... stop it. I want to say one more thing about the actual text on the page here. I love this comedic beat of, like, Bast says... Oh, he's not coming back. And then he just kind of goes about his business there for a minute. Like, he's just doing his thing. He's put a piece of bread in his mouth. And all the while, everyone has, like, turned and is staring at him. And he just
they want to know what he knows.
Is going along. And it's just kind of, it's a fun little comedy beat, you know?
Yeah, it is very, like, cartoony.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's interesting that everyone like stops and stares at him like, what do you know that we don't know?
Right.
And then he just plays it off like, oh, like, would you come back? And
they're like, oh, yeah,
that's true. And we also get a bit of information that a tour in the army is apparently 8 years.
Yeah, they talked about that earlier when they were talking about Martin. Okay.
Because they said
he Martin pulled a full rail.
Right. Did they say it was a rail? Full rail was 8 years then?
Yeah.
They did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, never mind. We already had that information.
Yep. I wasn't paying enough attention. Or, I mean, that is to say, I was not there in the house that everybody gathered in for the previous page yesterday, on yesterday's page. Did we connect the jump the rail to pull the full rail?
No.
Oh, no, we didn't mention that. That does seem to be related. Yeah, I just figured it was like a train thing, but they don't have trains, at least not to my knowledge.
Well, no. But you can have a train of soldiers. I always assumed it was related to that notion.
I mean, you could, but then why would they say rail?
That's yeah, where I don't think they have lost trains. The plot.
Yeah,
no, no, no. Like, they do not have trains, but that you can also have a noun that is a train of soldiers.
Oh, right. Sure.
Right, but yeah. Then where would the word rail come from?
Yeah, and what I was saying is that at that point I kind of lost the thread and I moved on to other things, so I don't know.
Must be something else.
Yeah, but jump the rail, I mean, I don't know what that means.
It's deserting.
Yeah, going AWOL.
Oh, as opposed to pulling the full rail? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go. We did it. That's 10 minutes.
We'll jump your rail on another narrow page. Yeah.
This commute between pages is every day is really getting to me. All the travel to each individual house when we record. Like where do I file for the travel stipend that the trio promised us?
I think we all have to sign that form with a little bit of blood, and then we'll slide it under the into the office under the office door at Omathai Manor when we're done. We'll all have our intern bars, and then we'll seal our reimbursement pact.
Okay,
on tomorrow's narrow page.
Narrow page.